Chapter 7. At noon on Saturday, Nori, Elliot, Willa, and Marigold arrived at Clyde's party. Nori felt shy as she rang the doorbell. She was glad she had her UDM friends with her. By now, practically everyone in the fifth grade had a dreg. The flickers, the flyers, the fluxers, the fuzzies, and all the flares. Lacey Clench had 10 dregs. 10! Lunch on Friday had been crazy, in a good way. Everyone had taken out their dregs as soon as they'd sat down to eat. Dregs were sitting on people's pizza slices, hopping on juice boxes, shaking themselves like wet dogs when they stepped in spilled milk. After that, kids got their dregs wet on purpose. Elliot poured his apple juice on Groggy, and Groggy danced around like he was singing in the rain. Pepper poured milk on Mud Pie, and Mud Pie pretended to lap it up. Soon the UDM table, and then the flicker table, and then nearly every table in the cafeteria was covered with liquid. Willa made a tiny rain cloud over her pale green grass dragon, and the other kids put their sticky little dragons under the cloud to rinse off, rubbing them gently with paper napkins. Most of the dragons seemed to like that, but Andres's buttress dragon cried.
"Aw, you're okay,"
Andres cooed, toweling off his dragon. To the others, he said,
"She doesn't like baths. That's all. She's fine."
Anyway, the lunch workers put a stop to everything eventually. They made the kids help clean up the spilled juice and milk. Willa got scolded for her rain cloud, even though it had helped everyone clean their dregs. Outside for recess, the kids whooshed their dragons down the slides and pushed them in the swings. The UDM kids dug a pit in the yard where the dregs could roll in dirt. It was mud mania. Then, nearly everyone had gone as a group to Brilliant Ned's and bought more dregs so they'd have new dragons to hatch at Clyde's party. And now it was party time. Clyde threw open the door and smiled.
"Come in, come in," he called.
Nori and the others followed him as he jogged down a set of stairs.
"The party's in the rec room. Zinni is already here. So are Talon and Rainey. Do you all know Talon and Rainey?"
Nori knew who they were, flicker friends of Clyde's. Talon was a short boy. Rainey was a tall, non-binary kid. Both wore sweatshirts and brightly colored sneakers. But Nori didn't really know them. Yeah, they had never been actively mean to the UDM kids, but they'd never been actively nice either. They hung around with other flickers and played soccer at recess. Also, flickers made Nori nervous. They were known for practical jokes. They'd turn your food invisible, turn your backpack invisible, even turn you invisible and shove you in a locker. Would Talon and Rainey call Nori and her friends wonkos and play tricks on them? No, she told herself. They would be nice. Clyde was nice, right? The basement rec room had been decorated with streamers and glitter strings and balloons. There were bowls of potato chips and choco fire trucks and jugs of what looked like lemonade. Talon and Rainey were eating potato chips and talking to Zinnia. Nori ran over to Zinnia.
"Did you bring your new dregs?"
Zinnia nodded. Everyone had spent their saved money at Brilliant Ned's. Each kid had at least 2 dregs, and some people had lots. Clyde had set up dreg activity stations all over the basement. A mini trampoline where dregs could bounce, an old toddler slide that dregs could go down, and a dreg obstacle course made with Dixie cups and bungee cords. He had a tape measure spread out on the floor to measure how far each dreg could hop. Nori's favorite dreg was still Glowy. Glowy was truly awesome on the trampoline. She and Elliot made Glowy and Groggy bounce insanely high. Marigold's new sparkle dragon, Sparkle Puff, could bounce pretty high, too. He did somersaults in the air. 10 minutes later, the room was full of kids, typicals and non-typicals alike. Clyde, Talon, and Andres, who wore his backpack full of bricks, measured how far their dregs could jump. Paige, Pepper, and Zinnia giggled as their dregs slid down the tiny slide. Willa and Marigold sat on a couch, urging their dregs back into the egg so they could rehatch them.
This is a good party, Nori said to Elliot. Elliot smiled.
I didn't want to tell you before, but I was nervous.
I was too, said Nori.
They ate potato chips. They drank lemonade. None of the Flickers did anything mean. None of the UDM kids did anything embarrassing. At one point, they herded 6 dregs onto the trampoline at once and got them all to bounce together. Paige, Akari, and Finn fluxed into kittens for a bit, playing with the dregs and batting them with their paws. Nori was tempted to flux with them, but she did still sometimes accidentally add dragon or goat or mosquito to her kitten. And she didn't want to risk damaging Clyde's decorations or his kind of fancy furniture by losing control of her human mind. So she just stayed girl Nori and had a good time. At 4:30, Clyde's dad brought down a chocolate layer cake. He was handing out slices when Sebastian appeared. As usual, he wore his special aviator goggles to keep the noises in the loud room from overwhelming his sensitive eyeballs. The UDM kids waved at him. Finally, said Elliot. Sorry, Sebastian said. He said hello to Clyde and accepted a slice of cake. But instead of joining the festivities, he came up to Nori and told her they had to talk right that instant. It's about dregs, he said.
Yeah, you missed the game, Slowpoke, but everything's still set up. I bet you can get people to play.
No, Sebastian said. The dregs have been banned. Principal Gonzalez sent an email to all the parents. Dregs are banned at Dunwiddle from now until forever.
Banned? It was so unfair. Why would Principal Gonzalez do that?
Nori waved her hands to get the others' attention.
Listen to Sebastian, everyone. He has bad news.
The room went silent, and Sebastian explained. Then everyone spoke at once.
No dregs at school? Cried Rainey. They sank into a chair, distraught.
Finn kicked the carpet.
Why do they have to ruin our fun? Dregs never hurt anyone.
Exactly, Clyde said.
Dregs banned at school?
No. It was a horrible idea.
Nori vowed to fight back.